Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Eternity. How may I help you?
Eternity, my name is Wallace Enty. I am calling because you guys billed me for an item I never ordered. And I'm trying to understand why.
Okay, so may I please have your zip code?
27704.
May I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Wallace. My last name is Enty, A-N-T-I.
Okay, may I please have your address for security purposes?
3502 Emily Street, Durham,
okay.
North Carolina.
Okay, so thank you for the information. Now, looking over your account, you did file a dispute with your bank. So what you'll have to do, you'll have to call back in with your bank on the line, and they'll be able to further assist you. It's nothing I can do for you today because you made a dispute with your bank.
What does it mean if I filed my dispute with my bank? Was my bank involved when you billed me for an item
okay,
I never ordered?
I do understand that, sir. But
what do you understand? What
you
do you tell me exactly what you understand?
Okay, so what you filed that dispute, sir, you will have to call back in with your bank on the line.
I would have to call back in with my bank on the line?
Yes,
no,
sir.
I don't need my bank to make any decisions about my money. I never ordered anything from you guys.
Okay, so I do understand
but you
that,
billed
but therefore,
me.
But therefore you will have to call back. Okay, well,
I'm telling you that I don't have to call back with my bank on the line.
Okay.
What I need to find out is why you billed me for a purchase I never made.
Okay, so I do understand you're trying to find the information on the account, but it's nothing I cannot further assist you knowing that you filed a dispute with your bank on the line. So therefore, you have to call back in with your bank on the line, and they'll be able to further assist you.
I don't have to call back with my bank on the line.
Okay, so well, you
no,
don't
I
have.
Need,
okay, so
I,
well, I'm
I need
not
to
forcing
find
you to
out
do that, but
what,
if you don't,
okay,
if
hang
you
on, hang on, hang on,
okay.
Hang on a second. This is very simple. We can file this claim with the Attorney General so they can look into whatever your transactions are. Now, you are operating under Sharp Home Products as if you're part of the Sharp Corporation, but you're not. And what you're doing is you provide survey information and you promise people, look, if you fill out the survey, we will ship you a gift. You pay for the shipping and therefore, we will ship you an item. But then you further go forward and charge the person for an item they never purchased. And that's fraud. That's definitely fraud. And what I'm trying to do is get to the bottom of this so I can stop it. Okay? So don't ask me to call with my bank on the line. The information
okay, so
you
well,
provided,
that's what I'm going to keep. Cause that's what I'm going to keep saying because I have to follow protocol.
But that's what they
so
trained
yes,
you
I am.
To say? That's what
trained,
they have trained
you to say.
You,
anything.
Say?
You filed a dispute. You filed a dispute to, with your bank, so therefore you have to call with your bank on the line. I have did it several times with my own bank. If I filed a dispute with something, so I'm educating
get your supervisor
you.
On the line. Do you
okay.
even have a supervisor? Where is this company located? Where is this company located?
Okay, so I am a third-party representative, and we service multiple online vendors call.
You're a third-party representative, and you serve most of them. Well, you serve what? Online
multiple
business
online
calls?
Vendors call.
Okay. You are participating in a fraudulent activity. Let me make you understand that first of all. That is a crime in the good old USA. What you're doing now is a crime. And what you're telling me to do is get my bank on the line so you can dispute this issue? Give me your website. Give me your website. That's all I need. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Give me your website. Hello.
I'm still here. Just bear with me for one moment. Okay, sir, the website is called Mini Pods.
Mini Pods.
Yeah. It will be anything else I may help you with today.
Let me go look at your website, and I will call me Attorney General, and then instead of the bank, I think we might have the Attorney General calling you. How is that? That would work perfectly. Have a
okay,
very
that's
good
fine,
weekend.
And thank you for calling customer service. Bye.